Track 32. Authentic Lecture 2. A Brief Overview of Tsunamis. Part 1.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today we're going to be talking about tsunamis, and what I'd like to do today is to give you a brief overview of some of the mechanics of tsunamis and their context and how they are propagated. First of all, what is a tsunami? Now, a tsunami is any sudden non-meteorological induced impulse in the water, regardless of size. And this is a definition from Landers et al., The Science of Tsunami Hazards. Now, on the left of this slide, I've shown two of the characters for tsunamis from the Japanese. Now, tsunamis often travel at very great speed and with a sufficient force to inundate the land. Frequently, they're misnamed tidal waves. Now, the Japanese use this term in the context that destructive waves often develop resonant phenomenon. So in the 1700s and the 1800s, they noticed this phenomena, and sometimes before that, where they saw these harbor or port crossing, which is the word tsu in Japanese, and nami, wave, and that often these harbor or port crossing waves were associated with a lot of destruction. So they were named tsunami. So there's a great history of tsunamis in the literature. Now, there are three main aspects of tsunamis that I'd like to talk about today. The first is going to be the generation of tsunamis, the second, the propagation, and the third, the landfall of them. We'll look at each one of these in part in this lecture.